Patrick Madrid, 27 minutes away at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And this ever happened to you? It certainly happened to me many times. You're driving to confession, and you do the figurative, hit yourself upside the head just saying, what was I thinking? I'm smarter than this. What was I thinking? To just succumb to the temptations of the devil. It was like, what? Well, you know, you're kind of speechless because you know that you're smarter than that, that the Holy Spirit has given you all of the tools to fight off temptation, yet you fall into the snares of Satan every single time. And of course, we saw how Jesus was tempted, being put to the test in Luke's gospel this past weekend as we started the first Sunday in Lent and our Lenten journey. So how do we take a look at what Satan does to us, and how can we get ahead of some of those temptations? Father Joe D'Amico, a pastor of Our Lady of the Lake in Verona, New Jersey, in the Archdiocese of Newark, is going to give us some spiritual direction. Father D'Amico, good to have you back on.
Good morning, John. How you doing today?
We're doing well. We're doing well. I'm not currently in the desert, and I'm kind of working to stay out of the desert so Satan doesn't tempt me. And frequent confession helps that. It's not that. Nobody's perfect. We're all tempted. But I found that my armor is stronger with more frequent reception of the Sacrament of Reconciliation and to go to Mass as often as possible.
Agreed. You know, I had a little chuckle when you were talking about a little reluctance about going into the desert. And the desert in the scripture is a very, very important place and a significant place. And I'm from North Jersey, and we don't have deserts here. So, of course, driving through the Holy Land and so on, we get a different image of it. So for us, it's very novel to look at a desert and to drive through it. But the desert is a very important place because in scripture, the desert is not just a battleground between good and evil, but it's also a time and an opportunity for renewal, change, and transformation, which is why we begin the season of Lent, I think, by reflecting on the gospel of Jesus going into the desert. And that 40-day period, and talk about change, transformation, and renewal, the number 40 in the Bible is an incredible number, which represents change, transformation, and renewal, whether it's 40 days, 40 weeks, or even 40 years. That's a very, very important number. And I always think of it this way, you know, how it even applies to science and biology, how it's all connected by the grace of God. A normal full-term pregnancy, 40 weeks, just about 40 weeks. So you talk about new life. So with all of this, the desert really shouldn't be a fearful place, I think. Yeah, it is a place where we confront ourselves, where we challenge ourselves, where we look deeper into ourselves. But it shouldn't be a place that we're afraid of, because just as the gospel story on Sunday showed us and proved to us, Jesus was not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a lot of spiritual help going on. It's the same with us. And agreed, you know, frequent confession, not for the purpose of getting up, going to your local parish church and looking for the confession, not the great divine eraser, although that's important. Right. But it's all that goes into the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Even before we get there, how have I failed? Where am I in my spiritual life? Am I that best version of myself that God wants me to be? So, and also how good and evil works. How good and evil works, how light and darkness works. Mm-hmm. The devil is no match for the light. So everything that we stir up from inside of ourselves and we bring to the light, the devil can't combat that. He can't fight that, because he's no match for light. And where there's God, there's light. Right. And that's exactly what reconciliation does. We've taken what's been in the dark, what's been buried deep inside of us, and we bring it to the light and we expose it. And that's where the freedom comes from.
Father Joe D'Amico joining us. He's the pastor of Our Lady of the Lake in Verona, New Jersey, from the Archdiocese of Newark. And we're talking about how the evil one works and tempts. And when you get tempted, what do you do? What do you do to fight off Satan? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. What do you do to fight off Satan? 888-914-9149. And if you need some help, some strength, Father D'Amico is here to help. Do we try to avoid Satan, or do we call him out by name, Father D'Amico?
Oh, I would never call Saint Al by name. It's
Why not pick a fight to say I'm strong? I'm strong in my faith, and to stand up for your faith.
I'll take the image and the example of Jesus at last Sunday's gospel. He wasn't looking for a fight, but the fight and the battle found him. So we don't need to go out of our way for spiritual battles and how we maneuver through light and darkness all the time. It's there waiting for us. And I think it's we can get ourselves into some pretty shaky spiritual ground if we go about calling the devil by name calling him out.
Really? Because I've always had a problem with saying the evil one as opposed to saying Satan. Or are we playing a semantic game?
I think we're playing a semantic. And, you know, when we talk about the evil one, we talk about the devil, we're talking about one person. But aside from that one fallen angel, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the divider, if you want to translate exactly what the word means, the confuser, the divider, the one who sows discord, they're evil spirits, dark forces, unsettled spirits who can wreak havoc in our lives and, you know, stay in a place of darkness or get into our place of darkness and try to keep us in that place. You know, I'm ordained going on 25 years, and part of being a parish priest, it's a beautiful moment when we're called for what used to be called the last rites. There are last prayers, and that's not really a term we use much these days. But if the person that I'm going to visit is near death, I will bless the room with holy water, and I will get into every corner. And it's not calling out evil for the sake of doing battle with the evil one. Very few people, I think, have the gift to do that, and you really need to know how to do that. But just inviting or commanding, rather, in the name of Jesus, if anything is here, anybody's here who doesn't belong here, in the name of Jesus, I bid you be gone, you know, because we don't want any lingering darkness or evil spirits. Aside from, as you said before, the evil one, the Satan, the divider, you know, there could be dark forces from our past that want to keep us conflicted and divided. And I have found every time I've done that, the person is well on their way to a much, much more peaceful death and passing.
Gentlemen, I was just going to mention a quick little tidbit we'll have on the news at the top of the hour from Pope Francis on Sunday during the Angelus. He said Christians should follow Christ's example by not engaging in fruitless talk with the father of lies. He said when responding to the devil's temptations, Jesus, during his 40 days in the desert, doesn't enter into dialogue but responds to the three challenges only with the word of God. And that was his advice, but kind of along the lines of what John has said, Father, wondering when Jesus is talking to Peter and Peter, kind of unbeknownst to him, is kind of interfering with what the Lord has planned. And our Lord says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Should we talk to the tempter that way and say, get behind me?
I like the words of Scripture, and we heard it in the Gospel for today, where Jesus teaches us how to pray, "Deliver us from evil." So at times when I'm feeling conflicted, when I'm feeling tempted, for me the best prayer is that very, very brief prayer of deliverance, "Deliver us from evil." And I always look at the Our Father, and the passage that we read for today is not so much a prayer, but a instruction book on prayer. We're admitting our faults. We're praying to lead us not into temptation. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for our daily needs. We're praying for others and so on. But that's a very, very brief but very powerful prayer, which includes a prayer of deliverance from the evil one and from the great tempter. And that's a powerful prayer. And we can do that ourselves in the name of Jesus, because we're already putting ourselves praying in the name of Jesus and the words that Jesus taught us. And again, I think it's one of those things that dark forces, they can't battle. Light always overcomes the darkness. We love the Gospel of John. The letters of John speaks a lot about that dichotomy of light and darkness. Light is always stronger.
Father Joe D'Amico joining us from the Archdiocese of Newark. He's the pastor of Our Lady of the Lake in Verona, New Jersey, and our spiritual director this morning, talking about how the evil one works and tempts, and also how we can fight back as Jesus did in the gospel that we heard on Sunday. 888-914-9149. What do you do when you're tempted? How do you take on the evil one? Lisa's in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania, listening to Relevant Radio 640. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What do you do when you're tempted?
When I'm tempted, well, I say an act of contrition, or I say a little short prayer, Jesus be with me, little things like that. But I also have a prayer, my baptismal vows posted inside of my prayer book. So I will often say that, and I find that that is a great source of comfort. And I also try to make sure that I'm going to confession on a regular basis. So I have that armor of grace around me, and I know that makes a huge, huge difference. I also try to make sure that I visit our Lord in an adoration chapel that's nearby, and I always leave with a profound sense of peace. But I always try to make sure that my soul is you know, in a good place. Mm-hmm. And that I try to get to confession frequently. But that prayer, those baptismal vows are really important.
That's a good point, Father D'Amico, isn't it?
Absolutely, because similar to what we do in the Our Father, but in a more extended way, when we pray, deliver us from all evil, and our baptismal prayers, our baptismal promises, it's a renunciation of the evil one. It's a renunciation of evil in our lives. You know, and thank you so much for your call, Lisa. I really appreciate that. You didn't say this very specifically, but as you were speaking, I was hearing the term battle ready. Usually we often hear that term with men's ministry and men's spirituality, but it shouldn't be exclusive just to men. Would love that term more, perhaps more than females, but we need to be battle ready. But we do need to be battle ready, because the fight is out there waiting for us, whether we look for it or not. Again, as John had mentioned, Jesus didn't go into the desert ready to do battle with the forces of evil and darkness. It was there waiting for him. And how does the gospel from Sunday end? And the evil one, or the devil, depending on the translation, left him for a time, meaning he was coming back.
Lisa, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. We're talking about when the evil one comes to get you. He always does. And when you're least expecting it, man, there's that temptation. What do you do to fight off that temptation? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. As Father Joe D'Amico shows us how the evil one works and tempts and ways to push him back, as Jesus did in the gospel this Sunday. 888-914-9149 as we continue on Tuesday morning at 14 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.